Pompano Beach, Florida. Fort Lauderdale is to Pompano Beach as Cadillac is to Ford. Fort Lauderdale has location, money, reputation, retirees. The boulevards are a little bigger, the canal's a little deeper, the yacht's a little bigger, the bling a little brighter. The story's much, much more full of deception. Pompano Beach seems more comfortable, more downscale, more livable. Pompano Beach seems like an old pair of beach shoes that fit your feet perfect. Don't care if sand gets on them and fit on the floor of your car like they were made to be there. At Sand Harbor, there's an ancient hotel that retains the charm of the 50s, a bar and restaurant that serves great fish sandwiches plus a nice view of the intracoastal waterway. After lunch, Ruth and I walked the beach, and it reminds me why half the East Coast moved to Florida and stayed. Ruth moved her 90-year-old mom down to Florida from New York into a second-floor condo above her. Slightly cool afternoon at a little snack bar on the beach. Folks are gathering to chat, have coffee, eat, lounge under palm trees, and be glad they don't have to work at jobs they did 10 years longer than they should because their kids were in college. Pompano Beach this afternoon, one of those old-fashioned postcard shots that tells everyone you are in Florida and having a great time and eat your heart out. The bond between mothers and daughters is sometimes tenuous, but more often tough and durable. Love and duty are inextricably linked. Tomorrow I fly back to the desert. You stay in Florida too long, you start to get webbed feet.